At 75, Doris has been running the Hollywood Hotel in inner city Sydney for almost 30 years. She knows how to pull a beer, and she also knows how to pull a crowd. Her impromptu serenades at the Hollywood over the years have charmed and entertained the late-night beer-swilling punters. But local impromptu gigs are small change for Doris Goddard. During her life, her talent has taken her all around the world. Living in the UK as a young actress in the 1950s, Doris shared the Hollywood screen with big stars like Bob Hope and Catherine Hepburn. But Doris almost didn't make it onto the big screen. A potentially fatal heart condition had plagued her since childhood, and after life-saving surgery in her 20s, she was able to take centre stage.
And they could not comprehend it. But as I understand it, that sphere still exists in another device called the Yellow Book,
which delivers mobile advertising coverage to your target market wherever they live, work, and play. Call
1-800-500-4000. Be successful. Bring pride to them.
Your mind and memories will be totally absorbed. Everything remains intact.
Which euphemism?
The discreet return.
Why that?
Well, the sooner we wash our hands of all of it, the better. We don't need to make a song and dance about it. Not an occasion of pointing fingers. I don't like this.
A graphic type of record that the J-Rod have of our history and their history from thousands of years ago to the present and into the future. And some people who have had access to the Yellow Book have access to the future.
Thank you.
electrician is now in the process of taking the wire from the headset. They have removed the hood, the face hood, and are in the process now of taking or removing the headset.
About my first family, but I've had a lot to say about my adopted family. And this is just, you know, my family reunions, everybody was always drunk. They were either drunk on alcohol or drunk on food or drunk on religion, but they were drunk on something, you know. They weren't there, whatever the hell was going on. And to be here and to experience this has really been... I mean, I've cried
Mother
for this weekend,
spoke for
and
feet.
I. It's been
illiterate,
just a delight.
Unsure. Thinking of it her way is to reduce all words to tones the wind might make any time with a few dead leaves.
The headset has been removed.
There are these classes of people. There are the very far out people and the very far in people.
She was mostly quiet, standing in the kitchen, her pen rolling like law across plains of biscuit dough, while dark ripened, wind died on the tongue of each leaf. The night broke in pieces if she cleared her throat.
Pen rolling like law over biscuit dough?
Your minds and memories will be totally absorbed.
And I've almost gone crazy with what the check
is. From his t-shirt is being moved out toward an armored car.
We need to help stop the attacks on women's reproductive rights in the name of religion.
There is the prisoner. Do you have anything to say in defense?
And I feel like the range of opinion. I think Jeff Cohen, the founder of Fairness in Action Reporting, hit the nail on the head. We have a range of opinion in our media system that extends all the way from GE to GM. Now, the reasons for this aren't exclusively corporate control. I'm going to talk a lot later about how corporate concentration, the profit motive, has really squeezed journalism in the last 10 or 15 years.
She was a formidable critic.
Oh, that's something.
I started to try to come off the theme of
Rufus the Frog, Rufus the Toad.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Can we do a whole radio program about frogs? Is that possible?
My mother took me down to see these heart specialists and everything. They said, look, don't worry, just let her sit in the quad and enjoy herself. She's going to be dead in a couple of years, so, you know, let her enjoy it. So that wasn't real good for my mother. But I never ever had a feeling that I was going to die. I just thought, oh, yeah. And then when I was 22... I had the operation, which nearly killed me, but...
Well, as you know, she had her first child last week, a girl. With her new husband. If you're hungry, that is backgrounding you as far as the delegate votes go. Thank God, no. I'm glad for her.
Everyone, let's thank Thomas for sharing himself with us.
Not only Senator Kennedy, oh my God, Senator Kennedy has been shot, and another man, a Kennedy campaign manager, and possibly shot in the head. I am right here, and Raper Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot.
Different free oscillating systems have different natural frequencies.
I think it is possible, though I'm convinced that frogs are mathematicians.
Interesting book about ayahuasca, other than Eduardo's commentaries on the paintings of Pablo Amaringo, is probably Michael Kautsky's book, Shamanism, Colonialism, and the Wild Man, which is just a wonderful book. Even if you don't give a hoot about drugs, for the richness of the language and the way in which he tells the story.
It's important that birds should get their calls exactly right.
From a dysfunctional family.
In your rap, you're speaking about the power and hope for abstinence going to the 90s.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Now you're going to treat anger differently because you read about it and you went to a seminar.
Thank you.
go in and remove these particles. It restricts the blood veins slightly, so you get a higher increase in blood pressure.
Control room, CR, TCR, the control room. Sort of a nexus. Has conditions, but the control room controls the control room limitations.
This piece is called the Universal Cell.
So although constricting and expanding and acids base, dilating, bringing the diurnal fan of module system part of the outside. And there's certain priorities and just an overlay of overlays and levels.
My neck is in a brace because I had this bad dream.
We have to keep order here.
I'm trying to keep order. Listen, I can't see the picture. How am I going to tell you what the picture is if you guys...
You gotta watch out for the religious right always. Could be on your periphery.
That's what you do every time that you murder an unborn little baby.
Kind of pretending that you didn't say that. That's what the religious right is. If I have to make things simplistic for us, for myself.
But once I got over the operation, darling, it's just been full steam ahead.
Now, ordinarily, we say someone's very far out when they are oddballs, when they are exceedingly unconventional. But I want you to turn the picture around and look as a conventional person. Look at a square as a person who's very far out.
A week or two, get your body neutral on a certain very, what I would call, bland diet. And then I would put one food group in that I wanted to test, maybe in the morning for breakfast. I would wait about 4 or 5 hours after put the food group assimilated into the body, and then I would add niacin.
So down here on planet Square One, otherwise known as 1 over infinity square 1, wisdom with a upside down W, and yes, there is me in an upside down W, in case you wanted to look that up in a lookup book of some kind. We still do that.
Intellectual came into existence together as brothers born of the industrial.
Well, you get the picture. I guess that's it for this show. As far as the message part goes, I guess I'll just continue from inertia, and just to do the form part, because you know that's got awful important these days. Yeah, you know, I don't want to.
The parents divorced.
Stick my mine in there.
My mother in England and came to university in the States. Mother's parting words to me were, just remember, darling, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich American as it is with a poor Englishman. Good words of advice, but she did leave out one or two things. In the US of A, I finally surrendered my virginity to a very nerdy guy whose name I must withhold. He was in one of my classes and harmless and cute, and we dated for a while. I was much more curious than he was, and I wanted to discover sex. With him, I discovered three things. First, that I loved sex. Second, that he was a terrible lay. And third, that my mother's initial advice was correct. Never spread your legs in public. Once I knew that I wanted more sex, there was always this guy in my class. He felt embarrassed by his own performance and by wanting me. So I quickly decided, no more dating classmates. I knew from my first lay that I wanted more. Even the feeling of my first...
Yep, Ricardo's pills. He eats these like candy. We're used to. Take some.
What are they?
Speed, it keeps awake.
How many are you supposed to take?
It says take one.
Take five.
Dosage. Linear sing-song, whether it's sounds or numbers. I'm telling you, it can get a good man down. It can even get a down man good. It can even make the blank so-called zero not even anything. Or times two. I don't want to make any errors here.
There it is, an echo of
that. That is to say,
an exciting chance,
so involved. In the seriousness of the game he's played, that he is lost.
The era of one of the
he doesn't know where he started from, and he thinks he's there.
I think the fact that it's all been done has been done before.
What happens is the officials...
Yes, of course.
It's so important, this.
My experiences in
the
American
official version gets
very
given
important.
To the journalist and it gets passed on.
Perhaps
virtually on by
me.
There's not one strand...
But he's completely lost. Because he is actually under the cover of his assurance.
Go on, something must be done. What are they going to do about it? Crucially, you want the people outraged and you want them frightened. Because once people are in fear, they look outside of themselves for people to protect them from what they're manipulating to fear. Now, once they've said that to you, do something, you can play this thing, which is offering the solutions to the problems you have created, which are changes in legislation that take away more basic freedoms, and away we go, the agenda. That's problem, reaction, solution. It's happening all the time. 911 was the most classic example of it, the most blatant, crystal clear example of it you can imagine. I've gone in the book here in great detail, but I'm going to go through it. And that moment when planes hit was in effect the trigger to push this agenda on in leaps and bounds, which is what we've seen since and what we're seeing now. It allows, as Cheney said,
Mystic Fire, video and audio.
There's no question about it. The deal has been done behind closed doors. She's the next president of the United States. That's what I think. Now, Karl Rove has told Jeb Bush to back off because he said, for your political future, you must try to toe the middle line here. Forget Terry. She's dead anyway. And the few Christian whack jobs that you're going to lose, you're going to gain a few middle-of-the-roaders who don't know anything anyway. They're a bunch of dumb schmucks. And then you can paint yourself as a moderate. And you'll notice what's happened in the media now. AOL News, which is about the worst in the entire business, has now become friendly towards George Bush. You know how much trouble we're in when they start to show him in a nice light. When AOL, which is about the most leftist of all the news services next to the Communist Party USA, CPUSA, or the hardcore Spartacist Society, couldn't have a more leftist website than either Yahoo or AOL. When they start painting George Bush, who they hated until recently, in a nice light, you know we're in really very deep trouble.
Continues to be watched by the international community, in particular by organizations concerned with the advancement of the rule of law.
Shut her off. I can't take her. I'm trying to warn America about Mother Witch.
Yep, Picardo's pills. Eats these like candy. We're used to. Take some.
What are they?
Speed. It'll keep us awake.
How many are you supposed to take?
It says take one.
Take five.
Of his status, of his position in society, he's really a very anxious person. I said a lot yesterday about the way in which our society shows anxiety because it cannot permit the existence of people who don't belong.
Kind of like the crunched down finalization of a bunch of mound hills of aggregate. It's kind of precariously swinging around. Recoiling. Sort of a reaction thing. Probably doesn't mean anything. We need product today. I'm even speaking metaphysically. Probably doesn't mean anything, which is, you know, the opposite. I mean, if you spell metaphysics backwards... I think we're in the control room right now. Don't tell anybody. Careless. You can hear some kind of a puppet in the background. Moving around. It's like...
Really conceived of as a kind of a module, like a single part of a much larger installation.
If I turn red and started flushing, what happens is then you know that's toxic to your body, you're not assimilating it properly. Another thing that niacin is good for, along with vitamin C, I might add, is getting rid of...
Oh, by the way, it's probably time these days to just inhale a lot of that knowledge aggregate. Let's pretend it's penetrating dust or some sort of a interfacing dream from one of those trance states that we get into probably in two or three at a time all the time. Throughout time, especially now, probably like that, just digest well. Pretend you chose wisely when you got to the top of the hollow reed. And all should probably be well, but I doubt if you will, and I doubt if it will. Otherwise, you get this forever.
And ever.
Lo, religion with Allah is the surrender to His will and guidance. Those who formerly received the scripture deferred only after knowledge came unto them through transgression among themselves. Whoso disbelieveth the revelations of Allah will find that, lo, Allah exists as reckoning. And if they argue with thee, O Muhammad, say, I have surrendered my purpose to Allah, and so have those who follow me. And say unto those who have received the scripture, but who read not.
Hello, Sheila. How are you? Are you stationed here? Thank you for your service.
I look around this room and I see a lot of courage. And that gives me strength.
Sometimes it appears that we're reaching a period when our senses and our minds will...
We give each other strength. It's time for the one-on-ones. So let's all of us here follow Thomas's good example and really open ourselves up. Did you find a partner?
Problems or habits. Smoking, one of the things that happens with smoking.
Respond to moderate stimulation. We seem to be approaching an age of the gross. Persuasion through speeches and books is too often discarded for disruptive demonstrations aimed at bludgeoning the unconvinced into action.
And this is how I met the big Moosey. His eyes already shrink-wrapped in tears. Knees together, those awkward little steps.
Body likes to assimilate nicotine from the tobacco smoke.
My name is Bob.
Bob.
For they can be just as significant in proclaiming identity as their uniforms.
authorizing war in Iraq.
A minute goes by and still the damn thing is afloat. You turn your gaze out to the water. You notice now that the raft is surrounded by many sound-looking canoes, each carrying a family of indigenous fishers. Men on the raft are systematically forcing people out of the canoes and onto the raft at gunpoint. A minute goes by and still the damn thing is afloat.
They're trying to please Bush on the other side by getting...
Describe the picture to you. I have... To do this, you know, I have to...
That's my friend Luis Alvarez. What are you talking about?
Right. And he is.
Days, well, they have commentaries and things like that. But in those days, every TV station had a variety show every night.
And what kind of roles were you taking up when you got back to Australia?
Oh, well, I did The Unloved and all these soapies, you know, they used to do for daytime. And yes, I did a lot of those. But I never made it like... Oh, the big stars or anything like that. Because I came back, it was the middle of winter and it was like summer here.
And of course, you got a very kind of this right wing oligarch who's now president of Mexico, and he doesn't like having some poor brown guy running Venezuela and talking about how government should take care of the average guy in the street.
Your minds and memories will be totally absorbed. Everything remains intact.
Turn your gaze out to the water. You notice now that the raft is surrounded by many sound-looking canoes, each carrying a family of indigenous fishers. Men on the raft are systematically forcing people out of the canoes and onto the raft at gunpoint and shooting holes in the bottoms of the canoes. This is clearly insane behavior. The canoes are the only possible source of escape or rescue if the raft goes down. And taking more people on board the already overcrowded raft is gradually bringing its deck even with the waterline. You reckon that there must now be 400 souls aboard. At this rate, the raft is sure to capsize in a matter of seconds. A few seconds elapse. You can see and feel water lapping at your shoes.
You have to stay awake.
Sent a ballistic attack and a chemical attack.
For example, you might have increased integration of personality.
The electrical wire has been removed from the condemned's right leg. He has been removed from the electric chair at this time.
Home, but all over the world.
But amazingly enough, the raft itself is still afloat, and nearly everyone is still busy eating, drinking, or gambling. Indeed, the activity around the casino has heated up considerably.
Display more creativity, greater efficiency of achievement, changes in attitude and behavior toward others in terms of becoming more calm.
It's derived from a series of drawings that I scan into the computer and then I refine through various processes.
President, democratically elected?
No, I think that their position is much more complex. The OAS wants to do the U.S.'s bidding, but it can't simply call for the overthrow of an elected president. So they'd like to see if they can push Chavez out to please the U.S. There's a lot of squeeze on the Organization of American States. As you know, Mexico is, for example, on the Security Council of the United States.
He is being, it seems, caressed by an officer of the law.
He's hit him!
Being the same old fishwife that you were before, even though you don't want to be. And see, this is a central piece in new learning. If I say that the majority of the world is in a submission-domination pattern with each other, then I know that they are going to have habits.
Billy, he's a plumber, 5'11" tall. Tracy Steele, she's into home maintenance. She's 5'5" tall. Lane Ackerman, carpenter, 6'1". Brad Scharf, philosopher, 5'8". Chris Lane, musician, 5'9". Corinne Brown, writer, 5'6".
Coffee table. It's called Sexually Transmitted Infections. One of my faves. It's kind of a coffee table book. I like some of the photo, the pictorials in there. It says here for both men and women, their first sexual encounter could be crucial to their future attitude to sex. The worse the experience, the more difficulty they may have in later life. Ever have this problem in a relationship? The first time you have sex, it isn't great. One person complains it hurts, that it itches, they're allergic to latex, I don't like that position, you're hurting me. And later on, things just never pick up. They just continue to deteriorate after that. Because the first time you have sex is usually the best you'll ever have. Certainly.
Don Davis, shop owner, 5'6". Jane Macro, potter, 5'4.5".
And habits that are going to work against their becoming whole. In a submission domination pattern with each other, then I know that they are going to have habits, human habits.
and send to Jim. Jim takes it to his computer, cleans it up a little bit, you know, make sure there aren't any loose points on it. And then he puts it into a machine that's
reporting from a dramatic entry point somewhere in the media machine with full gravity and stern materialism. This is Mr. X1, X2. Maybe if I'm an effete snob on that track, I'll be name number 3, Junior. Some kind of academic heritage. Reporting from some grave with a lot of gravitas, and you might as well throw gravy all over the fucker. Everybody likes to eat, even those thin people. They just have certain beliefs or relationships with other lives where they were on some sort of a sailing ship, probably a slave of the British Empire. They were probably lashed to the mast, threatened with keel-holing, and at the very least put on below hardtack only diet, hardtack and a little rum diet. Only now and again breaking into the gyro compass and drinking some alky below decks. So I can speak with whole sentences. I am a human being. New metaphysics calling and answering. You don't need to bother. Don't try to claim any royalties on this. Go in Hollywood.
There's so many uses, you know, as food, as fuel, as fiber, as animal fodder. It was really just there when we came out of the darkness of pre-civilization, and it grows very well across the Middle East, the kind of areas that human populations were migrating into. I think it's arguably one of the oldest cultivated plants.
Now, this plant's been used in many different ways down through the millennia.
Well, let's not get sidetracked. We've got a family drama to deliver here. Live on tape, put through spools, reinterpreted through some C language, and then encoded in another C language above sea level. Not with video yet, so you can't see it. Don't worry about it. Got Kodatama covered up the wazoo. You will get it. You will vibrate. I guarantee it, friends. Don't go calling a tech, some tech cyborg someplace. Champion of the information working class. Stooge of the domination reality, a.k.a. Matrix. See, they're all matrices. A place to harbor, to nurture, to live, to die. There's a million naked matrices out there. And of all the ones in Indian Navy, you had to come snooping up to this one, didn't you?
Hopefully the buttons on this thing will work, at least.
You go fucking with me, man. I get a million of these.
Now, the next voice you hear should be that of a hotel operator in Prague. Well, actually, you'll hear a recording from the phone company first.
Reporting from enemy lines.
Connected. Please wait.
Important gravitational message.
Now you'll hear a Prague hotel operator.
For all you Darwinians out there.
reception.
Hello, room 214, please.
You can call it from your own.
Two of your three.
Actually, I can't because this number routes only to the hotel.
Yeah, okay.
Vortices. I'm sorry.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
I got you by the long one.
He's probably right. They probably do have a DID line to their room. Unheard
of here.
We can
lose one of those.
We can't reprogram. We could reprogram the number to solve that, I guess. But then we have to give the number out of the
two.
Air. And that's not good for anybody.
You don't ever want to get near a three.
Yeah, the official language in the Czech Republic is English, by the way. Do you know that?
It's true.
What's going on here?
Jimmy Barlow, pub owner. 5 feet 5 inches. By the way, these are correct heights. I asked the people. I didn't challenge them if I thought they were wrong, but I...
The first 6 months, and after that, it's all downhill. It doesn't get better after the first 6 months. It just deteriorates.
Then another English winter. So I stayed.
So you went from England in the 50s, after you'd done your stint in Spain, back to Australia?
I came back in 58. And then I did a tour of the Orient. I went up and worked all through the Philippines and Hong Kong and all that. I did that. And then we were in the hotel. And I used to do shows in the hotel.
Was that the first time that you'd been to the Orient?
Yes. Yes. I had been there, but it was the first time I'd worked there. I have always enjoyed going to a different culture.
What countries were you going to?
To work again.
Total debt picture. Heavy indebtedness can, in fact, cost a nation its sovereignty and its people their freedom. No one should delude himself into thinking that our leaders are unaware of these consequences of horrendous debt.
The words of John McManus from his book Financial Terrorism. When we put all of the pieces of the American debt story together, it's not a very pretty picture. Federal debt, $19 trillion. State and local debt, $3 trillion. Personal debt, $6.5 trillion. Corporate debt, $3.2 trillion. The conservative figure for accumulated debt in America is $31.7 trillion.
I didn't just make this up in my head. Teresa Stein, unemployed, 5 feet 7 inches. Now here's an interesting one. Robert Monroe, photographer, 6 foot 1 inches. Ben Caswell, photographer, 6 foot 1 inches.
Your son has a priceless, God-given gift, but he may never learn to use it properly. Satisfy your child's budding curiosity by exposing him to Cartel's newest educational doll, Merv the Perv. And Merv will return the compliment. Wind up Merv the Perv and watch your child's face light up.
Two Big Macs and a chocolate shake.
Would you like some French fries with your order, sir?
That beef, three filet, two cheeseburgers, and four Cokes.
Good morning, sir. May I take your order, please?
No, we don't. How about a chocolate shake? That'll be fine.
A Coke? Yes, sir. Here you are, sir, and come back soon. May I help you, please? Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, pretty busy, but everything's under control.
Good morning, okay. Sir. May I help you?
And yet, it wasn't always this way, was it? I mean, as far as you were concerned, remember how it used to be not too long ago?
What do you have?
That'll be 95.
Is that all?
What did you say?
I said four hamburgers.
Well, is that all?
Yes.
Can I have a cheeseburger?
Is that all? Hey, how long do I have to wait here?
What do you have?
I never ordered Cokes. I wanted milkshakes. For crying out loud, will you hurry up?
Where did that kid go?
How about some French fries?
If I wanted fries, I would have asked for them. Just give me what I ordered, huh?
Come on, Bill. A little hustle, huh?
Yeah, sure. What does he expect from me anyway?
79 cents.
Is that all?
Bill, give me two Cokes.
Why don't you get them yourself?
Yes, the old job wasn't much fun, was it? You used to ask yourselves,
how come I always get the old grouches?
You're not the only one.
Oh, let's see. Hamburger, French fries, apple pie, coffee.
Wise guys. That's all we get in here, are wise guys.
Why is everyone in such a hurry?
May I help you?
Why can't they make up their minds?
Well, what will you have? And what am I, a mind reader?
From now on, I just don't care.
Yep, nothing seemed to go right. Hurry, hurry, hurry. What could you do but, like you said, adopt a don't care attitude? Why try to be pleasant when all you get is a grunt?
You know, some of these customers are so dumb. This guy comes into me and he says he wants a set of spark plugs. So I say, 6-cylinder or 8-cylinder? He says, what's a cylinder? I need a distributor for my car.
What kind?
I'm not sure. I never got one before.
What are you driving?
68 Camaro.
Well, they're all different.
Well, why don't you make up your mind?
Why don't you look it up in the catalog? Give me a call. I'll be working out here and back.
From now on, I just don't care.
That's when it began to happen. Boy, were you mad. First time you ever gave much thought to things like that.
Kevin, you like this one? It seems like a nice radio. It has earphones. Huh? Think that would be nice? Oh, excuse me.
Busy right now.
I'm looking for a radio for my boy's room. And, well, you advertised one last night, but
I thought it'd be right there.
Oh. Which one is it?
Should have a sale tag on it.
Well, I don't see any.
Then we're all out.
We'll have to wait for that. What a way to treat a customer.
Janet, could you get me two shakes?
I'm busy. Get it yourself.
Richard Brandis, graphic designer, 5'11". Blake Mertz, unemployed, 5'1". Ginger Michaels, waitress, 5'3".
You hear someone in the distance shouting about how the raft is about to sink. You rush in the direction of the other voice, only to see its source being tossed unceremoniously overboard. You decide to keep quiet, but think silently to yourself, "Geez, this thing can't last more than another couple of minutes. What the hell should I do?" You notice a group of about a dozen or so people working to patch and reinforce one corner of the raft. This, at least, is constructive behavior, so you join in. But it's not long before you realize that the only materials available to do the patching with are ones cannibalized from elsewhere on the raft.
Thank you.
whole, even though they want to. That's the self-worth. I want to be whole. I want to be loved. I want to be valued. And I'm about doing is I'm taking what I believe has happened, that we are made beautifully. There's nothing that can compare with a human being.
I've caught shrapnel on a couple of limbs. I had to replace some electronic equipment, but I'm continuing to gain quality in groupies, reporting somewhere near a couple of Jeeps and a couple of third world munition-torn bodies. Somewhere where it's some extreme weather, wet and hot or dry and hot, whatever the hell. I think all foreign wars are fought by the United States to keep new metaphysics down. Fuck that hemp thing or the control of the one world elite apparatus or whatever the hell, Illuminati or something. I'm taking this personally. It's new metaphysics, whether they like it or not. From Tripoli to the Gulf of Tonkin, we beam proud on the global underground network that those motherfuckers can't stop. God damn it. AOL or Redmond or CBS City and Fairfax Avenue. None of those motherfuckers can stop this show, goddammit. Only me. Only I.
Expressly designed to take the drawing or the line and reproduce it with absolute perfection.
Can stop this show. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Ted Emish, bookstore owner, 6 foot.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that I want to help create people to create a life that fits with the wonder that they are.
By cutting through metals, a process that 10 years ago would have taken weeks and weeks and weeks. The Unatica singer and to implement the loops, something does us go. Tie everything together. And the four aces generate the four units of measurement.
In prior announcements.
Ticket to Seattle. Hi, I need a ticket to Seattle. Hi, I need a ticket to Seattle.
It's completely red, sir. It's out of date. See, you're not covered for the ASEA area.
Yeah, but I don't want to be here. I want to leave. I want to go home.
Most of what we're doing, as I said, we were taught on this submission dominant basis. That never comes with a package. And so, today, That never comes with a package. And so today the world is full of that and all the other things that happen. So I am not putting anything new in. I'm taking advantage of something that's there. It has been separated from the self, and that is something that can be reunited, that we can reunite ourselves with our work. Now, at any point in time, we can do that. This family, suppose that you saw this family. Move away for a minute. Remember where you were before? You were out here, and you were... Go ahead over that, and come on over here. See, people say, well, can you do this at any time? I said, of course, because we are manifestations of constant change.
I'm going to start it up and let it run for 60 seconds with nothing in it, okay? It's empty.
That's 22.
And all the equations that describe motion and heat and energy. Just 1 minute, just a second. And all the Feynman diagrams, what's the one variable that you can turn negative?
Still get rational answers.
That's 1 minute out here.
It's not mass. It's not...
22 hours.
It's around 1,300.
27 minutes in the box.
It's odd. It's an odd number.
How many minutes is that? That's 1,347 minutes.
Okay, yeah. 1347, man. You got that fast.
Why is it odd? How did you know it was odd?
Okay,
because this is it, okay? This is what's going on. There's an AN and there's a BN. Okay, let's say the AN is 12 o'clock, the BN is 12:01. All right, we start the machine with a Weeble at the AN. It travels forward north.
You gotta write this down.
Aaron, there's nothing to write down.
Well, then I'm writing it.
Okay, fine. Look, it travels forward normally towards the BN, and when it gets there, the feed runs down parabolically until it's just stopped, but it doesn't. It curves back around towards the AN. And when it gets back to the AN, now curve that around. Okay, now the Weeble has experienced a total of 2 minutes, and again, it curves.
It curves back around. It curves parabolically.
Right.
So it comes back around again, and it does this about 1,300 times, and when it finally exits on the BN, it's traveling an odd number of forward and backward trips.
Now, what is so special about 1,300? And why is it about 1,300? Why isn't it exact? This is not empirical.
Here, give me that. Yeah, I don't know why it's not exact. There's some sort of probability there. Okay, every time it hits the BN, there's a chance, okay, a small chance it'll curve back around towards the AN. And for some reason, it takes about 1,300 trips before it finally does. But it does have to exit, or else we wouldn't be able to see it afterwards. Okay, let's take a look at this. Yep, 22 hours, 14 minutes.
13, 34 minutes.
Even.
Enter at the BN. Exit at the BN.
Even though the people you're working with clearly have the best of intentions and are making some noticeable improvements in the few square feet on which they've worked, there is simply no way they can render the entire vessel sustainable, given its size, the amount of time required, and the limited availability of basic materials. yourself that there must be some better solution, but can't quite focus on one. As you stand there fretting, a couple of minutes pass. You realize that every one of your predictions about the fate of the raft has been disconfirmed. You feel useless and silly. You're about to make the only rational deduction, that there must be some mystical power keeping the raft afloat.
Indeed, if a bird has a shy and retiring disposition and lives in a secluded place like this English woodland, then its voice may be the only way that it can be recognized by another bird.
Hello?
Hello?
Bernie?
Oh, hello.
How you doing? Oh, we didn't wake you, did we?
It's like 1 in the morning here. What are you doing?
Well, I thought we had this worked out. No. All right. We have to talk to the producer of this show. No, Bernie, we were supposed to call you as arranged before to talk
well,
on the air.
Laszlo was supposed to pick up the phone, but I guess he's too soundly.
No, Laszlo usually sleeps through these things. Well, try and splash some cold water in your face because it's airtime and time for us to entertain the people with news of telecommunications, hacking, and international travel. Which
wow.
is what you're engaged in right now.
All of the above.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like you're having a great time over there.
It's pretty exhausting, but it's an amazing place here, Prague, in the Czech Republic.
Did you climb the hill and see the castle and all that kind of thing?
Yes, it took about a day to see even a fraction of this amazing structure. I think I boiled it down to one thing, and that's... It's about kind of about a 5,000-year history of human habitation of this hill. And over the past 5,000 years, people have been playing King of the Hill to keep power over that hill. And it's quite a story.
It's a good hill, too. It's a good hill. You can buy ice cream from the vendors up there on top of that hill and look over the rest of the city.
The show in Sao Paulo is really about the prison of life, where you're trapped in a set of circumstances that are biological, temporal, physical.
Makes a change in the script after approval, the button will turn yellow.
They're not artists, they're mathematicians.
Well, I do, nobody believes it, but I do.
You know better. Your mother taught you better. Sent you to Sunday school. Look at you.
Mental. You're locked into a point of view.
A tradition at companies, the IT guys, the IT Nazis, those poor guys.
At the same time, there is only $401 billion in total coin and currency in the economy. And the total gross assets of America do not equal the debt. When we see these comparisons, the deep, chronic, and severe nature of the problem becomes clear. With the present economic system, we cannot come close to paying off the debt, much less use our assets for viable future investments.
As a culture, we've defined evil in one particular way by building structures to contain it.
Which he said probably wouldn't end in our lifetimes. And what is this war? It is a war on terrorism, a war that can never, ever said to have been won. How can it? Not that any war is won, that's an illusion as well. But they've got a situation to 9/11 in which they can target any country as a terrorist state and go in and conquer it and therefore bring about the list of conquests that has been in the pipeline for a long time. Now, if anyone, does anyone really believe George Bush is calling the tune here? I mean, you know, this guy is further up the Illuminati chain by a mile than this fella. And also behind him is his father, George Bush. As presidents go, presidents aren't really very high in the hierarchy. They're high enough to be in awareness, but not really high. This guy was as high as any that I've come across in modern times anyway. And he's had three terms as president of the United States, two officially under Reagan, then his own. Clinton is subordinate to this guy in the hierarchy, and then comes his son. This fellow is real, real important in what's going on in the background of all this. And this is kind of well symbolized by some of this stuff. This is very symbolic of what's actually going on. And then there's Tony Blair.
Those awkward little steps.
My name is Bob.
And that you might as well make the most of the situation and have some barbecue when a thought comes to you. The sustainability crowd has the right idea, except that as they rebuild their corner of the raft, they should make it easily detachable so that when the boat as a whole sinks, they can simply disengage from it and paddle away towards shore. But then what about the hundreds of people who won't be able to fit onto the smaller reconditioned raftlet? You notice now that there is a group of rafters grappling with the soldiers who've been shooting holes in the canoes. Maybe, if some of the canoes and their indigenous occupants survive, then the scope of the impending tragedy can be reduced. But direct confrontation with the soldiers appears to be a dangerous business, since many of the protesters are being shot or thrown into the water. You continue working with the sustainability group, since they seem to have the best understanding of the problem and the best chances of survival. At the same time, your sympathies are with the protesters and the Fisher families.
Says here couples had sex on average of four times a month.
The worst thing is that every day, every week, every month, and every year,
fucking American cock, except of course any other good fucking cock. And although my preference for circumcised cock left me often fantasizing about one of my teachers at my English all-girls school. We had a rather young male instructor of the Jewish faith, whom I can only refer to as Adam. All several girls fantasized about him, and he was all of 27 and quite good looking. Tall and thin, he had thick brown wavy hair, a very reticent demeanor, and a superb command of the French language, which is what he instructed. His mother was French, and I guess that's why he taught French. He left at home with his parents, which I thought was a bit strange, and no one at school ever saw him with a woman. Oh, except once when he was observed holding hands with what was reported to be quite a plump, conservatively clothed woman, walking together to a Jewish temple on one of their holidays. On a university spring break in my junior year, I was back in England, and quite horny, if truth be told. It got us in my mind to thinking about Mr. Adam, let's call him, and decided that it might be a bit of fun to pay him a visit. I passed by the school after the classes had let out and found my way to Mr. Adam's classroom. Our school was quite an old place with thick stone-walled hallways and heavy oak doors that led into the classrooms. Each door had a small window about 4 by 4 inches by which to look into the room. Peering in, there he was, dutifully at his desk, reading student papers. He was now nearly 30 years old and already set in his ways. He'd always had the same routine when I was a student, but I wasn't a student any longer, and that meant I could fuck any teacher I wanted, right? I fantasized about it in class, and now all I wanted to do was just hold on to his ass. I knocked on the door and went in. To say that he was surprised to see me would be an understatement. He didn't even recognize me at first. I'd left a skinny schoolgirl in a public school uniform, a green plaid skirt, a white shirt, white knee-high socks, and black leather shoes. I returned in a skin-tight mini with comfy pumps, an open blouse with my cleavage falling out of my Victoria's Secret bra, and my formerly mousy hair teased and blown. The little Victoria's schoolgirl had come back as Vicky the Hot Slut. As soon as he...
We build prisons. And basically, no matter what bad thing you've done, you go to jail. And that's it. Bob had been a champion bodybuilder. You know that chest expansion program you see on late night TV? That was his idea.
I was a juicer. You know, using steroids, diabinol, and Wisterol. Oh, they used that on racehorses, for Christ's sake. And now I'm bankrupt. I'm divorced. My two grown kids won't even return my phone calls.
ABC Radio National's MP3 and podcast of Occam's Razor. Find out more or go to...
However, necessary for Agamemnon to trick his daughter Iphigenia into being sacrificed in order to ensure the fair winds that would help save her errant Aunt Helen. How valid is the Homeric scenario? There is little doubt that the Trojan War did take place, but there remains some ambiguity over its real cause. For a start, Helen's rescue could not have been terribly urgent, for the Greeks spent quite a few years raiding and pillaging along the Hittite coastline before they embarked on the Trojan epic. Then, according to the historian Herodotus, Helen never got to Troy in the first place. It seems that Paris, on the way home with his prize, made the mistake of calling in at Egypt, and the Egyptians impounded Helen and sent Paris packing, alone. Now, in the year or two it took Agamemnon to gather together his fleet of avengers, one might be tempted to think that someone would have learnt that the abducted Helen had not made the full journey. But perhaps not. Nevertheless, when the Greeks eventually did arrive at Troy, King Priam assured them that Helen was not within his city walls. Surely someone among the Greeks would have realized that there was no point in King Priam putting out any porkies on the matter. He was hardly likely to risk both his people and his city for the sake of a mere consort of a younger son. But despite the king's assurances, the Greeks went ahead with their plan, culminating in the complete devastation of Troy and its entire population. One must conclude that the Greeks had other agendas for the carnage besides a cuckolded husband.
A new way. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Ways, especially with those in middle age, if you want to call it that, are requiring quite a boot in the seat of the pants to get you off your...
tiny.
Self-satisfied... prison bed, if I may put it that way.
And if it didn't interfere with any of those, I should be happy.
Every crime has the same punishment. And I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about, in a larger sense, how the context of information...
The problem that I experienced, though, was that the suit that I was wearing, it was like you're in one of these suits that doesn't quite fit.
It defines everything. So in a way, each of us is in kind of our own prison. Like you bring it with you. It's the prison of your biology, of your social structure, of your life. And how that is both a sort of challenge and an opportunity.
And you're a little uncomfortable and you're constantly trying to readjust yourself.
If they surrender, then truly they are rightly guided. And if they turn away, then it is thy duty only to convey the message unto them. Allah is there of his bondmen.
إن الذين يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق ويقتلون الذين يأمرون بالقسط من الناس فبشرهم بعذاب أليم
It was a persistent rumor, states of mind. As Jonathan mentioned, the first people to characterize the alkaloid named it telepathine. This was because they had the grandiose hope that this would be a telepathic drug. And in a sense, I think it's too early to dismiss this possibility. Most of us think of telepathy as one person hearing another person think. That I don't think ayahuasca can deliver, but what it can deliver is an incredible ability to see what other people mean.
And walk over to the door to your cell and try to open it so you can discover.
We came from the airport, didn't even get our bags put away, and Bill took us over to Dr. Bob's house. See, Bill and Bob went to Dr. Bob's house, and Tina and I just sat in the living room and cried, you know, just feeling the feelings there. This is where it began, you know.
Metaphysics. Serious business with a D for serious with a U. On the regular networks, The Network, regular and network networks, reach it anywhere. If your membership is in order, and you have the various sub-authorizations, there's several of them, but a lot of them are clustered. Obviously, you must have, if you're hearing me now, coming in from right on enemy lines this time. It's a little clear channel where the landmines have already claimed their victims. Man can walk free here. Covering two major and 14 regional wars of mind stripping here. I understand there's a whole list in a foreign language posted of all the various body parts blowed clear. Not just your usual legs and lower torsos either. A couple of those Weisenheimers crawling around on their chest with the long, skinny kind of talismanic poles in front of them, probing have upper extremity blowed a ways from that subgroup there. No way to outsmart this machine. It's kind of like the so-called negative ego. No, the recon organ that went bad because the owner of that organ was asleep at the wheel. As the in the parlance sub off planet goes, it could be titled Thinking American, meaning I need a product, a position, a hard and fast one, because I do feel things, the feeling counterpart of my thoughts, but I don't want to get aware of what those thoughts are, and God forbid, I definitely do not want to participate in finding out new thoughts, either generated from already ongoing thoughts, or God double squared, secret probation, intuited from outside my reach. I've heard about people who have gone there, and I think their names are posted here in multiple languages. So I grab onto the nearest non-offensive chunk of thought position and write home about it, as it were. And I'm sticking to it, as it also were. New metaphysics here, training on along three-dimensional train tracks that move. Tell that to the conductor. Even if he doesn't and never has heard of Descartes. You know what Descartes said. He said, it's already here. I ain't asking any questions. I'm going American. I believe it became officially known later on as sold American. Some Johnny-come-whitely had a finite off the arterial leakage end. Show them damn cullids. What a bad imitation of a future projection of a cyborg could be. That's right. Thinking in all channels, pretending to be feeling unknown, which obviously means thinking on the American channel. That's why it's so popular in the world today, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a product to sell and it originates from a swampland or someplace in the third world, not located within the United States of America or bayous of Louisiana, stick AM on there. Go with the American counting system. Speak in English with the American accent, and you have a good chance of having your finance stick and be successful, like an escape prisoner who didn't get drowned or die in the desert or eaten by a hunting dog or killed by some native who are trained to hate you. I know what that's like.
And it never was locked.
Gary at newmetaphysics.com.
Transformation, renewal, regeneration. Your daughter embraces all of these with such carefree abandon that it scares you to death.
Well, the boomer generation has come and sort of plateaued and split its pants and waiting for medication now. So we're basically, in a lot of ways, in the hand, although holding the highest count of equity position on the portfolio front. But a lot of the actives today, walking, don't know they're wounded yet. Younger generations, they're making names for themselves. And it's basically business back to usual. The temporary blip in the generational thing there with the boomers, the wave generation, come and gone, going like Paul Simon, who is still going. He'll be one of the last ones to drop, but of course, I'll be around for a long, long time. One of these days, I'll learn how to do this show, and then I will continue.
You say a 68 Camaro. Two-barrel?
Two-barrel, 68 Camaro.
Okay, let's see. Yep, there we are. Coming right up. There, that should do the job. Now, if you need anything else, be sure and call on us. Matter of fact, we've got a spark plug sale going right now that you really ought to take advantage of.
Be with you in a second. Glad you came in. Hope to see you again real soon.
You bet.
Sorry you had to wait. Really busy today. Now, what would you like to see? My son would like a radio for his room. I wonder if you have one like the Model Enright's advertised last night. Well, now, let me see. I know the one you mean. We did have it, but I'm afraid we're all sold out. You know, I think I saw one in the back. While I'm checking, here's a new one that just came in. Why don't you have a look? Thank you.
What do you want?
But then, you went right back to the old grind. The grouches, the smart alecks, the mind changers, the hurry, hurry guys, the gee, I can't decide gals.
Two burgers, please. No, make that two double hamburgers. No, maybe you better make that a Big Mac.
The kids who spill their Cokes and lose their money.
And the real problem...
I want a Big Mac and I want two cheeseburgers.
Pre and post Descartes and...
What's the matter with you? You forgot the fries and I haven't got
Newton
much time.
Down three burgers.
Is really how to make this...
Come on, I've only got a half hour for lunch.
Extremely matured bizarrety. Which is...
Could you please hurry up? I don't have all day.
Backwards in its basic axis.
Great, it's almost time for a break.
And orthogonally switched, panned over to the extreme with the masculine dominating the feminine and then dominating itself into obliteration.
That was pretty rough today. Think it'll be the same tomorrow?
I suppose.
And then because of its...
Well, what do you mean?
I should do plenty of complaints.
Inharmonious specific gravity in time space is sort of flipped and clipped over almost at a random moving through various randoms off one plus axes that also fluctuates. There are three. So you see the sort of bobbing and weaving in the water, dead on arrival.
See, you've both been doing a little thinking.
But why do they enjoy it? Their work is no snap.
Extremely unwhole.
Well, simple as it may sound.
I mean, forget synergy. This doesn't even have monotony.
Courtesy. Ah, come on.
It's a life form barely hanging around.
Courtesy. And the big thing about courtesy.
And we're trying to make this into the normal. Fries with that, sir? Oh, pretend I don't have my prison uniform on and pretend you're not brain dead walking around like a zombie. and that those metal pieces and papers on you, pretend that's value. I mean, it's below tofu.
I'll tell you something. A smart guy just
and it's
the other way around.
Anonymizing concept.
And right away you'll feel better. Feel like doing a better job.
Then you take zero, a miracle in itself, and you un-zeroize it.
She enjoyed her job. It was obvious.
There are ways, of course, since it is zero. And will interface with everything. Not anything, but everything. And then make that the norm. Let's champion it. Let's worship it. And then let's take Oz and his female cohort, some high priest, priestess of a religion. We'll move them off stage completely. Pretend that they never needed to be on stage. We've just given it all to them anyway. And forgot that we did and forgot who we did it to.
And courtesy.
We forgot who has it all.
Smoothly.
Thank you. Good afternoon. May I help?
Then you have fries with that.
Working for you the minute you greet the customer.
And hamburgers from 10,001 different cows.
Whenever there are customers around, and even when they're not,
playing pinball with the vitals and the organs.
Hi, may I help you, please?
Good afternoon, Mrs. Wright.
And how do those greetings go again?
Good morning, how are you today?
Good morning.
Oh, fine, thank you.
Hi, Jack, may I take your order, please?
Hello there, good to see you again. And what would you like today?
Proposition Player is about the idea of risk. And it's about the idea of, is it possible to always win? The slogan of the show is, you may already be a winner. That takes the idea of a fixed set of relationships and turns it into something that's completely, you know, shuffleable. You can mix it up. There is no story in a pack of cards, but you can tell any story you want to tell.
Let's be very clear. This is exactly what I'm encouraging every single one of you to start engaging in once again.
Referred to as the fascists of the corporation.
And you know it.
You are not going to be able to stop women from having abortions. But the difference is that if you guys have your way, there will be a lot more illegal abortions, and therefore there will be a lot more women dying from unsafe abortions.
We cannot stop sin in any fashion. There's a spiritual warfare that's going on between God and Satan. Satan is on that side of the street saying, get out there. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, yes.
Mommy, mommy, why did you kill?
Practice the difference.
แล้วและแล้วคุณล่ะคะและคุณเข้าใจดีมากค่ะ
The suit didn't fit, but everybody kept saying.Beautiful suit. Really impressive suit. You must be very happy.
tried to make tequila, I would be stopped. I could not do that.
Called a weeded recipe bourbon. I've actually brought a couple of different of each one for you to taste, both rye recipes and weeded recipes. Bourbon by law has to be made of at least 51% corn. By tradition, bourbon is usually closer to 70% corn.
Not to create an ideal you come up with in your mind, but to be open to the ideal that the Father is expressing of himself that looks like you.
What makes it a rye recipe bourbon versus a wheated recipe bourbon is that next largest percentage of grain. So your largest obviously being corn, and a wheated recipe bourbon, your next largest percentage would be wheat.
And you, and everyone, and everything.
Hope and pray that this is all somehow a nightmare from which you will soon awaken, or that there is some means of escape for everyone.
Question is, do I relate the bond market to the S&P when I day trade? No. Independently, I can't. I'm certain there's a relationship. There is in treasury bills, and I'll get to that a little later on. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that'll go with any market you're going to day trade. Those will be your best day trade signals. This gentleman subscribed to my day trade hotline. And he can now use this as a filter. Say, great, I will only take Larry's day trade signals when I have up, up, or down, down. Eliminate the other signals.
Get the feeling from me that I don't have confidence in your capacity to do this.
I cannot really permit the criticism of laughter. We cannot permit the presence of the old-fashioned court jester.
So the cards themselves, you know, the first and most important cards are the four aces. And the four aces represent the four fundamental forces in the universe.
Dr. Katz, Ray Romano is here. I'm sending him in.
Yeah, they're identical. I'm glad they're identical because you save money on photographs.
Sure.
That's all I like. There's my little boy, and I got another one just like it. All right? That's all. I don't have another picture. I have two of these. You can't tell them apart. No one can tell them apart. That's the annoying thing. You know, my mother will come over to babysit for us, and it frightens her that they look alike. She's neurotic, my mother. She's afraid. My mother's actually afraid she's going to keep feeding the same one over and over again. She's psycho. We can't leave them with her. We're afraid. We're afraid to go on vacation because there'll be a big fat baby when we come home. Oh, nice job, Ma. Beautiful. Nice going. Look at that. I'm going to need two pictures now. Are you happy? Come on. Look at my children. They're Siskel and Ebert.
You mean they both used to be Siskel?
She'll put... You know what it is? Because my wife dresses them alike still. My mother will put like... She'll put like nail polish on one of them.
Really?
It's anything to distinguish them. One day we came home and she told us she had no problem because one of them had a little scratch on his nose. She was happy for the scratch. It helped her, which was fine with me. And then it frightened me because I didn't remember the scratch being there when we left the house.
Oh, dear.
That's right. That's a horrible thought, but I wouldn't put it past my mother. She panicked. She's, oh, have a good time. Okay, I'm all right. Oh, hi, boy. You're Matthew. That's Matthew. Matthew has a scratch.
Other half of the market in terms of podcasting. How does that work?
That's still a little bit geeky at the moment. You need...
So if you have Windows, listen now.
Well, Windows, you can still use the iPod. iTunes still works on Windows, but you need the iPod. It's specific to Apple. The other vendors rely on some other software we call podcatchers. Podcatchers are free software that you can get from the Internet, and they will allow you, from a PC or a Mac, to subscribe to the audio, such as TechNation, and make them available to download into your MP3 player. But it requires a little more effort on your part. You have to learn a little more. You may have to configure it to your player, whereas the combination of iTunes and iPod is pretty simple at this point.
This is so obviously the early days of moving into getting audio that you want to listen to into a little device that you can bring around with you and listen to whenever you want to. And it is a little difficult.
It's going to get easier. I think within the next 6 to 9 months,
the strong force,
we're going to bypass
gravity and light
completely. I think you'll find mobile phones from which you can actually subscribe to the audio and listen to the audio and never have to use a computer in that process at all. And when we get to that point, it gets easier and easier because, you know, there are 10 times as many phones as there are computers.
Barry Geiserman,
I imagine that number is probably increasing.
Sitting with my anal orifice somewhat magically over the top of the head of a pin.
Two-thirds of our programs are from tech conferences.
I couldn't get through the eyes.
We have most of the major tech conferences.
Figured I'd put the eyes
through me. Such as Media, Supernova, PopTech, and many
more. Global Spielski.
Acquire the audio recording.
And the IP.
Keynote presentations and put those online. So that's
used to be the QT. Now we don't need no fucking differentiation.
By the way, all that work is not
but all the same thing now. Massa,
ITC, and they're volunteers. We have right now, I think, 41 people
off the mask.
All over the world.
See, we have on the Hindu theory that everybody is a mask of God. Like a wonderful line in one of Chesterton's poems. And now a great thing in the street seems any human nod. Where move in strange democracy the million masks of God. The million masks of the Joker. Because the Joker is the player, the trick player, who plays ultimately the great trick on himself.
Three people in India, two of them are in the same city, they don't even know each other.
In terms of awakening. And if you have made mistakes and we discuss them, do I...
But I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're just putting on the suit. Now, if everybody you look into their eyes and they tell you you're happy and you're not, because the suit feels so weird, what do you conclude? It's like those experiments in psychology where they have a group in a room and they have, it's all done, all the group are plants except for one person. And they show two lines in which one is shorter than the other, and everybody in the room says that the shorter one is longer. And then they ask this other person, this poor sucker who's the subject, is that longer or shorter? And about 90% of the time, the person gives in to the rest of the group, even though it's obvious that the line is shorter than the other one. Because if you don't, you're so deviant. And who wants to be deviant? My God, life's hard enough. Coping. So, I felt when everybody said what a nice suit I was wearing, that I must be sick. So I went to an analyst. Now he was wearing another kind of weird suit. See? And what he did was he said that for a pittance, he would teach me how to wear his suit instead of my suit, you see. So, So I learned how to wear his suit, which had even more status connect. I mean, more people said, beautiful suit. Part of learning how to wear that suit was you didn't see people anymore. You just saw psychosexual stages of development. You saw anal retentives and early phallics and things like that. And I really wasn't very happy in that suit either.
So really, there can be no resentment about this. Nobody to blame, nobody to turn around to in the end and say, you bastard, you did this to me. Because it's always you who are ultimately responsible.
Tinlira came back from this summer trip in Mexico where he had experienced the mushrooms. He was really talking about that a lot. And that I noticed was that some of the other graduate students who were friends of mine, George Litwin, Gunther Weil, and so forth, had already had some experiences with Tim Leary of these substances. I had not. But I noticed that I remember this feeling of listening to them talk about their experiences, and there was a certain quality in their tone of voice and the way they talked about these experiences. That
keeps the actor on the stage in touch with the green room. And so there are certain people in the world who might be a kind of a priesthood sometimes, although priesthoods are apt to become corrupt and square, but a kind of people in the know. There always has to be somebody around in the know, so that, as it were, the wheel of society and of existence, the wheel of the squirrel cage, the wheel of the rat race, can have an axle firmly planted.
Ayahuasca is driven by sound, by song, by whistling, and its ability to transform sound, including vocal sound, into the visual spectrum indicates that some kind of information processing membrane or boundary is being overcome by the pharmacology of this stuff, and things normally experienced as acoustic experience become instead visibly beheld. And it's quite spectacular. I mean, I've had ayahuasca where, you know, you can sing a tone and just lay down like a Barnett Newman painting, a chartreuse line an inch and a half wide in the darkness, and then you switch the tone and cross it at a 90 degree angle, and then as you begin to experiment, you discover that the whole modality behind your closed eyes is open to being driven by these sounds. And I think probably a lot of the shamanism, especially the off the main rivers shamanism involving ayahuasca, is this kind of pseudo telepathic involvement with sound.
Strangers with this kind of honesty make me go a big rubbery one.
Go ahead, Cornelius. You can cry.
Which is the weak force, the strong force, gravity and light.
And at the center then there have to be the far in people. So this is the domain of jokers.
That you haven't seen yet.
That's an allegory for modern life as I see it. I think industrial civilization is kind of like a Titanic. It's this magnificent thing we've built over the last 200 years, but it's nearing an iceberg. And in the analogy, the fisher people are basically the indigenous peoples of the world who still maintain some kind of sustainable and survivable traditional way of life. And rather than learning from them, we're shooting holes in their canoes, metaphorically.
New metaphysics. Somebody has to shoot the freaking natives. That's what you said, and I quote, not literally.
I'm in space. Six is way out to a clearing. If we give the attributes of a medium to the artist, we must then deny him the state of consciousness on the aesthetic plane about what he is doing or why he is doing it. All his decisions in the artistic execution of the work rest with pure intuition and cannot be translated into a self-analysis spoken or written or even thought out.
Now, having developed that side of the joker, the person who sees through the social institutions as games, I went on in the second session to discuss another aspect of the joker as the sly man, in comparison with the monk, the fakir, and the yogi, who undertake, all those three, undertake in certain different ways disciplines which have the intent of releasing them from their karma. The individual, in other words, challenges his involvement, his attachments, his limitations, his finitude, and endeavors to overcome it.
There's only four forces in the universe, conveniently enough for me.
There are more archetypes than that, but, you know, what gamer am I playing at here? Correcting the stump or realizing my dreams?
Of a
Lake Mack.
Hi, Mr. Adams. Good to see you again. And what can I get for you today?
French fries?
That's it. Always looking right at the customer.
All right. Coming right up, sir.
Hi, may I help you, please? Yes, I'll have one cheeseburger and fries. One cheeseburger and fries. Okay, would you like a Coke with your order? No, thank you. I'm all set. All right.
I'll have two Big Macs and two chocolate shakes.
Would you like some hot fresh fries today, sir?
Yeah. Two fries, please.
Thanks for reminding me about those fries.
Yeah, we had some.
And done with a smile. It has to be natural. So does the smile. And you've discovered that at no time is the courteous, attentive approach more important than during a rush period when it's so easy to give the impression that you're hurrying the customer through.
That'll be $1.26, please.
All righty.
Have a nice day.
Thanks. Here you go.
$2.10. 50, 75, $2.
Thank you very much. Come back again. Thank you.
The impression you want to give is that you're hurrying to serve the customer, not to get rid of him. And the best way to do that is to keep your eyes right on him as you ask him to return.
May I help you?
Yep, you're busy, but everything's under control. The job's fun now, isn't it? You've discovered how good you feel when you make others feel good. It's the big thing, and the best thing about it, it's contagious.
Thank you, sir. A new song. Sing it in your own style. Make you happy and gay. Make it ring with a smile. You have just one life to live. Make it rich with what you give.
More loving. Changes toward life in a positive direction. He might get more done. He might become more active in some way or another. There are many different ways in which this might change, but we would loosely say that there was some positive behavioral change as a result of the experiment.
There ain't no Jerry Rickshaw around here. Now get out or I'll stick this in your... Seen Jerry Rickshaw around?
Now, Jerry Rickshaw. Now that... No. No, I don't know any Jerry Rickshaw. No. No, he couldn't live around here. I know everyone. I don't know Jerry Rickshaw. Sorry.
Well, thanks. Excuse me, sir. Jerry Rickshaw?
Jerry Rickshaw? No way, no way. I don't know a Jerry Rickshaw. Uh-uh, never heard of him. Oh, gotta go. Whoa, hey.
Excuse me. Does anyone over there know the name?
It was an ugly time. It truly was. It was a time...
And they underlie everything. They tie everything together.
When you kept rubbing your eyes and ears to believe that it was really happening.
For years, each one of these areas of debt is getting worse.
This long introduction is to draw attention to some parallels between the Trojan War and the present war in Iraq.
So what Dr. Pankey did was to take these nine characteristics and give three different judges a list of these nine characteristics.
For Helen of Troy, we could substitute weapons of mass destruction. Well, Helen may have been a weapon of mass destruction in herself, but the point is that she was not at Troy any more than the WMDs were in Iraq.
T.S. Eliot, in his essay on tradition and individual talent, writes, "The more perfect the artist, the more completely separate in him will be the man who suffers and the mind which creates. The more perfectly will the mind digest and transmute the passions which are its material." Millions of artists create. Only a few thousands are discussed or accepted by the spectator, and many less again are consecrated by posterity. In the last analysis, the artist may shout from all the rooftops that he is a genius. He will have to wait for the verdict of the spectator in order that his declarations take a social value, and that, finally, posterity includes him in the primers of artists' history. I know that this statement will not meet with the approval of many artists who refuse this mediumistic role and insist on the validity of their awareness in the creative act. Yet, art history has consistently decided upon virtues of a work of art through considerations completely divorced from the rationalized explanation of the artist.
When I first came in here, I always tried to run a respectable house. In those days, a lot of our customers lived in the missions, going along.
Why don't you go away? We don't know a Jerry Rickshaw.
On Downing Street to Cleveland. Elizabeth Street to Oxford Street.
And the four aces generate the four units of measurement, which are time, mass, length, and temperature.
Where everyone is a white man today. Don't think that you're not really a white man today. You're not the Indian. You're not the leftist. You're not the protester. You're not the woman. You don't have wisdom. You're not the expansive one. You didn't come before and know about after. You're the dumbest guy in the room. You're on the wagon train, my friends. You have a receding event horizon. Faster Sammy runs, the less he remembers. You're an American white man, my friends. Even you, Weisenheimers over in the UK. Or Hong Kong. That accent ain't going to do you any good any longer. It's not going to add 10 points to your Q or 12 points to your IQ like it used to. Not anymore, not when specific gravity is right next to gravitas in the Matrix. Not when point to point is smaller than it's ever been and the world is spinning as one, even though it is still made up of the Matrix in part. The ramping up is ramping pretty good now, although there's quite a ways to go in quick time, as it were. You won't even be old, much older than you are now. When what I'm saying now will be past and gone, and ripe and ready.
But in each of these three cases, the individual involved stirs up an immense opposition.
You are the specific gravitas, my friends. You are the most hard to disagree with authority in your world. Whether it be Dadsky, Yuski, or somebody or something else out there you really think has credibility. The hardest diamond rough cut can cut your soul in half, Forrest.
Because he serves notice upon the devil, or shall we say upon his karmic creditors, that he is about to leave town.
And then he gave them typed transcripts of experiences that 20 theological students had had on Good Friday in Marsh Chapel. Now, these 20 theological students had been selected from a group of volunteers, and randomly, 10 of them were given psilocybin, an LSD-type drug, and the other 10 were given niacin, which is a form of vitamin 3, which is a placebo.
Wait, why? Because my goal is to not just have this be an intellectual understanding. I want you to really get this information and have it become a part of you. There's a lot of ways we're going to facilitate that and make that happen. And you know what's interesting? Is that I'm going to ask you to do certain things in this product. I'm going to ask you to study it and listen to it in certain ways. Once you get the understanding about the human mind that's going to be conveyed in this product, you're going to understand even more so why I'm asking you to do those things.
So all the creditors come rushing to the door. All his past sins catch up with him. And the devil lays his temptations in the way all the more thoroughly.
To make it into a proper pack of cards, of course, I had to introduce a joker, which is time.
And after the day was over, each individual wrote up his experiences. These experiences were typed and sent to the judges, and the judges looked over these experiences.
She says, "You can speak very well."
I think there were 57 missions in that little area. They, see, sometimes
the mission would be full and they couldn't get a bed in the mission, and they'd be sitting there, and I'd let them sit. I let them used to come in, particularly if it was raining in the winter, and I'd let them sleep on the stairs in there. You know, I say, well, but don't disturb my boarders, because, you know, they're entitled to be able to. And I used to say, well, you'd go up two flights to the toilet if you know, to use the bathroom or anything. I said, but be very quiet. And they always respected.
Which of these nine characteristics was true of each one? Now, remember, these were theological students. This event happened on a Good Friday in a chapel with church music and a sermon. And so we would expect that some characteristics would even apply to the placebo.
The greatest gift is the smile you give to your brother.
Well, for all nine characteristics of the mystical experience, we had statistically significant results. In terms of sense of unity, this was reported by 62% of the LSD-type drug group versus 7% of the vitamin B3 group. Transcendence of time and space was reported by 84% versus 6%. Deeply felt positive mood was reported by 57% versus 23%. A sense of sacredness was reported by 53% versus 28%. A sense of reality was reported by 63% versus 18%. Paradoxicality, 61 versus 13. Ineffability, 66 versus 18. Transiency, 79 versus 8. Changes in behavior, 51 versus 8. Now, whether or not, even under the most favorable conditions, LSD-type drugs can trigger mystical experiences is a controversial matter. The argument for this point of view has been very well presented by Walter Houston Clark in his current book, Psychedelic Drugs and Religion, Chemical Ecstasy. And it's a book that pulls together all of the literature in this field, and certainly nobody can discuss this area knowledgeably who has not read Dr. Clark's book. Whether you agree with it or not, it at least cites the issues and does very well.
Dave Howe, we saw that the liberals were heartless ghouls. They were the ones who put her on the cross. If you remember, about 8 days ago, I said that this is a crucifixion.
Verve the Purve, from Cartel. Available at fine toy stores everywhere. Batteries not included.
This is KWKWT-TV, Channel 1, Greeton Oak, Vermont. At the tone, the time will be 3 p.m.
The end of the world. The story of love and human understanding in a town that accepts neither but rejects both. Brought to you by new Napalm Olive, the ultimate wash day purifier in the big, bright olive drab can. Newer than clean, cleaner than bright, brighter than white.
Whiter than anything.
Extraordinary statement. I mean, straight out of 1984. And the question is, who is the someone? Who is this someone?
Who presses the buttons?
Well, exactly. CNN reporters aren't told, but when you and I perhaps recall that CNN revealed after the 1991 Gulf War that it had allowed Pentagon trainees into the CNN newsroom in Atlanta, well, I have my suspicions.
Robert Fisk, do you have a sense of whether you yourself will be embedded or whether you'll insert yourself somewhere else? Do you know?
I can tell you I don't have a sense. Under no circumstances will I wear military costume and punce around with these pools. I am not going to be censored.
Notice that in the psychedelic state, it's as though within the parameters of the body, the ordinary laws of physics are somewhat in suspension.
Absolute time rather than linear time.
Now, on the other hand, there's a book written by R.C. Zahner, a scholar of religion, and I think that his book has to be taken with a great deal of importance because he's one of the few critics of chemically induced mystical experience that actually tried the drug himself.
And there's a great deal to be learned by somebody.
And it lasted so long.
Okay, let's see the pee-pee.
My name is Willie. If I say to you, Sunalga est tan grande, le, 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 what would you say?
You gotta be a freaking pervert.
Mr. Lova Lova. Mr. Lova Lova.
Sunalga est tan grande. Le, 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 le.
Chick on the Mr. Bombastic.
For a minute, it sounded like you were having a seizure there.
Sunalga and Grande, I think he's saying your butt is big.
No, no, I'm not, and I resent that implication. The reason why Latin men attract women is because we have almost an oil, but there is an extra oil to the skin. Latin men like to use lotions, some Vaselines, some real creams, things like this. If you can delicately grease your hair and put a little bit of grease or oil around the face so that there is a reflective sheen, Sunalga est tan grande.
You sound stupid.
Uh-huh. I am a Latin woman, and I know exactly what you're saying. You are saying to everyone that your butt is big.
I happen to think that this is the most outrageous slandering of what it is that I'm trying to do for Valentine's Day. Como mi arita.
You just said eat me right now.
I resent immensely what this woman is saying.
Are your orgasms fulfilling for you?
Sunalga est tan grande.
What is that that you're doing?
That is a love, the oral love technique. This shows the woman the amorous skill. Sunalga est tan grande. La la la.
I hate that cousin.
Yo te quiero mucho, te amo. You can say something like that, but you don't say that you speak cut.
Let it begin for me. La 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 la.
Oh, God.
Como mi ahorita.
You said eat me right now?
I resent so much this woman's lies. She is a lying, lying woman.
No, I'm not.
I said that her love is for me right now.
Most men would get discouraged about now. Fortunately for her, I am not most men.
No, 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 you have to loosen yourself up for this. If you put your lips to a woman's ear and you say this, women love that.
You really, really, really need help.
As opposed to like a rye recipe bourbon. So in a wheated recipe bourbon, you, depending on the distiller, 70% corn, 20% wheat, a little bit of rye, and a little bit of malted barley.
Just the totality of time, the kind of non-time that we all live inside. Like we measure off as the hours and the minutes and the days.
Cover this war, I'm not sure exactly where, and actually I have a pretty good idea. But
that's love, isn't it? You can see it in the eyes. That is deep, deep love. Tony Blair is a placeman by the same network that controls him. Therefore, they both act in unison no matter what the hell the people in their countries are saying. This is a wonderful example of 9-1.
Dr. Zehner took mescaline, and he came out with the opinion.
One, but also the world we're living in general. And in the Alice in Wonderland books, nothing would be what it is, because everything would be what it isn't. And contrary-wise, what it is, it wouldn't be, and what it wouldn't be, it would, you see.
The experience was interesting, but not mystical.
There's an old saying, if you're going to dance, you have to pay the fiddler. And it's just a matter of time before the fiddler is going to ask for his due.
Estimate the damage, to try and sort out what had happened and plot out their next move. Everyone was still having trouble that this had really happened in America. When Morrison came back, he found a warrant issued for his arrest waiting on his desk. He announced he was going to turn himself into the FBI, an act I considered nothing short of heroic. We all braced for the after effects, still having difficulty this was really happening here. Jim hadn't wanted to really tour in the first place. Had this been his way of sabotaging the whole thing? Had his effort worked too well, or had it backfired? Had he let things finally and perhaps irrevocably get out of control? The night of the day that Jim surrendered, I was back at our family house in Westchester, sitting at the dinner table. At dinner, I announced to the guest.
He said that he did have a feeling of unity with nature, but he said he did not come into contact with God, and so he felt that the lack of the theistic component of his experience did not make it a valid experience for him.
Moment of gambling between placing your bet and the result of the bet.
A couple of people said to me, why are you carrying a hanger? I said, because this is what life was like before choice.
It's a kind of moment of infinite freedom because all the possibilities are there. You may already be a winner. So you've started out as the smallest possible element, a particle in the gigantic universe, and gradually you see how essential that particle is to everything else. So everything is woven together.
I'm definitely not going to be censored. So when you read the Independent's website, www.independent.co.uk, you'll know you're not reading the American or the Iraqi version of events. 83, after October 23rd, when 241 American servicemen were killed in the suicide bombing of the U.S. Marine base here in Beirut. Bush, who was then vice president, came along and said, we will not let, this is an actual quote, a bunch of insidious terrorist cowards change the foreign policy of the United States. A few months later, the U.S. Marines were deployed off the coast of Lebanon, as in the deployment, the redeployment from, you know, Moscow of Napoleon, or the redeployment of Dunkirk, and they left and ran away, basically.
And forcing them to become part of our civilization, which is nearing the iceberg.
And you say, we're in deep trouble, and it is essential that we understand the nature of the trouble we're in. Once we have done so, we must examine our options. What's the nature of the trouble we're in?
Metaphysics, comprising an amalgam of options 12 through 33. I think that's the new way things are done today. Everybody representing a life raft of some kind to someone or something. And then we have computers to sort it all out and send the answers to another computer and not broadcast it to anyone, and not archive it either. But it is tabulated in time-space, however small that, quote, window is. And since all things are just as real as all other things, and since all the things are not real at all, but a not real real, then that little window is ajar.
Continues to be watched by the international community, in particular by organizations concerned with the advancement of the rule of law and
shut her off. I can't take her. I'm trying to warn America about Mother Witch. Mother Witch, who should be impeached for the reasons that I have described on this show over and over again. What Judge Greer did to that poor girl with the feeding tube is nothing to what this judge is doing to America's sovereignty.
This was the choice. This was it. And I'm here to tell you, never again. We are not going backwards, child. Never again.
You were never taught in school.
I sincerely believe that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies.
Walmart to be developed. An employee at Walmart apparently called the Kitty Hawk police, and then the matter was passed on to the Secret Service. Late last month, the Secret Service sent officers to the school to question the principal and teacher. They also entered the classroom to remove the photograph. And finally, this update on the FBI killing of Filiberto Ojeda Rios, the Puerto Rican nationalist leader who was shot dead 2 weeks ago. In a column I wrote in today's Daily News,
And what are our options?
Well, in the book, I speak about several what I call colliding storms, making up sort of a perfect storm situation.
Part of the continuum. It's a very simple thing. It's like, here you are. This is literally like a little way of representing you in a giant game. Come in, put your card on the table, and
smoke and mirrors. Everything that says one thing means another. All the time, everything needs reversing.
Play. It's really just sort of taking the traditional aspect of confronting large, complex ideas about the universe, which is one of awe, and inverting it to one of play.
Better thing is to function well in place and then to wonder. You know, wonder is sort of worry without animal anxiety, but it's living in the light of non-closure.
Oh, by the way, everything is really, really good today. New Metaphysics, a gospel, if you will, of the good news, the works, with a little W, not to be confused with legal slavery, employment, or anything like that. Yikes. Yapitalism. Gravitas. Employ sound effects from third party. Insert. Beep.
Never again.
Really, 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 really good. So good you wouldn't believe it. I mean that.
Another Bush appeared in 1991 or 1990.
Hello, Marvel?
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir. Anytime.
Good night.
Good night, sir.
So that the Sly Man is the one who
when he is going to leave town, does so instantaneously.
Take some.
What are they?
Speed, it'll keep us awake.
How many are you supposed to take?
It says take one.
Take five.
I talk about those three brains. The chances are it's the new brain, the new layer on the cerebellum that reports to the river body, to the cosmic body.
This kind of boundary between abstraction and figuration.
Prior announcement. And so in this way there is, shall we say, a cunning manner of becoming a Buddha. And that is to become one instantly, without any preparation or warning whatsoever. This is why Zen is called the sudden school, and why Satori is a sudden awakening. Because it has to be done without the slightest warning. Now, but then I pointed out that the moment you have any idea about doing this, you've already ceased to be sudden.
Self, it is you. Have to look around nervously before you say what's on your mind. Who are they after? They're after more than Hollywood. This reaches into every American town and city.
Frederick March, who in 1940 had himself been fingered by HUAC under the chairmanship of Martin Dies, who called him a communist sympathizer, a charge that was later dropped. HUAC and then McCarthy did turn their attention to teachers, to lawyers, to business people. Anyone, in fact, who might succumb to un-American activities. In 1947, March, like Judy Garland, was one of the citizens of Hollywood who joined together to protest at the treatment of a group of men who became known as the Hollywood Ten. 10 men, mostly writers, but also including the director, Edward Dimitrik, who were being jailed for failing to answer HUAC's questions. These stars paid for a 30-minute radio program to put their case, and it's from this that I'll be quoting throughout these broadcasts. Oh, yes, the question?
Are you a member of the Communist Party? Or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
It couldn't be an accident. There are three brains inside. Got to have some meaning. Anyone else?
Yeah, could you tell us a little bit about ritual for people who haven't been brought up in a religious tradition, how you find a ritual that's appropriate for you, that has meaning?
Where are you?
Right here.
Where? Okay, thank you. Victor Turner lived in the Ndembu tribe in Africa, and they still live by ritual. He came back, and he is the one who has spoken in contemporary times from the Western point of view as to what ritual is. And I'll give you just a few little things. Read Victor Turner. First of all, ritual involves something called ritual space. Ritual space is not the same as ordinary space. Ritual space has a threshold. You enter ritual space through the threshold.
Okay. Much more interesting to think about as a sort of more porous boundary between us and everything.
threshold could be a physical threshold, or as the Sufis do, when you enter a place where you're going to do singing, you kiss both sides of the door.
If the artist, as a human being, full of the best intentions toward himself and the whole world, plays no role at all in the judgment of his own work, how can one describe the phenomenon which prompts the spectator to react critically to the work of art?
That makes it a little threshold there. You go inside, and in the ritual space, it's heated. It's hot in there. And you don't stay there too long, and then it has a threshold, and you leave.
That is to say, the moment you seek for some spiritual attainment, which is becoming a Buddha, becoming awakened, becoming released, getting in there, you've already served notice upon your creditors.
So, the heat is done by human imagination, by singing, by poetry, by dancing, by drums.
Unless things change fast, the American public and governmental agencies start really living within their means, paying back debt, and returning to a constitutional banking system, we're going to see one of three ugly scenarios.
But how do we define the figure? How do we limit the figure? How do we think of ourselves?
The first could be a heavy inflationary period. The government will start printing more and more money just to pay the debt, which is already happening. The second possibility is that we will see outstanding loans not being paid and then called, which also is happening. Personal bankruptcies are at an all-time high, which will result in millions losing their homes, businesses, cars, and savings. Third, we could see a combination of these two called stagflation. Any one of these scenarios will cause a great deal of pain to the people of our nation.
As this bounded state. And so these figures started appearing who are really kind of manifestations. It was almost like all of the universal ideas that I talked about in the earlier work decided that they needed to have bodies.
So the idea is that we only learn, really learn, inside a ritual space in which we already have the drummers and the singers and the dancers and the poetry people there to heat it up.
And among those are the coming, and imminent actually, peak in global oil production, continuing increase in human numbers, population growth, which is increasing the stress on ecosystems, and then, of course, our way of life is caused.
Now that's the opposite of a Unitarian church service, if you've noticed. So Victor Turner is quite right. He says that the Protestants have lost the whole concept of ritual space. It's colder in a Unitarian church than it is in the normal diner.
In other words, how does this reaction come about? This phenomenon is comparable to a transference from the artist to the spectator in the form of an aesthetic osmosis taking place through the inert matter, such as pigment, piano, or marble. But before we go further, I want to clarify our understanding of the word art, to be sure, without any attempt at a definition. What I have in mind is that art may be bad, good, or indifferent, but whatever adjective is used, we must call it art. And bad art is still art in the same way that a bad emotion is still an emotion. Therefore, when I refer to art coefficient, it will be understood that I refer not only to great art, but I am trying to describe the subjective mechanism which produce art in the raw state, à l'état brut.
So we have missed the whole thing, and he says Protestants are exporting their ignorance of ritual all over the globe.
And this has happened many, many times. 60 years before 9/11, we had Pearl Harbor. Franklin Roosevelt, when he went for his second term in office, he had to sell himself to the people. The people did not want their children to go into another war in Europe so soon after the carnage of the first one. So he ain't going to say, hey, we're going to send the troops into Europe fighting that war. No, no, oh, we're not having you, Franklin. Bugger off, mate. So what does he say if you read his speeches? Over and over again he said, mothers of America, I tell you, your sons are not going to fight in that war in Europe. Not if I'm president. Oh, we'll have you, Franklin. So he gets in office, but he knows they're going to fight in another war in Europe. But how can he pull it off and still be the good guy? As a number of books, both immediately after the war and some since, have shown in great detail, Japan was manipulated to attack Pearl Harbor. There were sanctions on oil and other things. And also, this guy had at least 8 to 10 different intelligence confirmations that Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, was going to be attacked. Nothing was done. Why? Because they wanted it to happen. And it happened, and outrage, and America's in the war, and he's in the clear.
So that somehow or other, you find that you have to do it without intending to do it. And that is a double bind. A prior announcement.
Exotic places like Kentucky, you know, it's just all over the place.
We are destroying ritual space by bringing in these commercial Protestants.
Were much more recognizable. They needed to turn back into people.
Oh, the English. Anyway.
UFOs. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The Gospel of John, 8:32. What is the definitive truth about unidentified flying objects, UFOs? Well, no one really knows the full truth. It is known, however, that several hundreds of thousands of Americans and millions of others around the world have reported seeing UFOs. It is also known that thousands of Americans and others from around the world have claimed that they have seen or had contact with intelligent life forms that were not human. Does that mean all of these sightings and reported contacts were of extraterrestrials? Of course not. On the other hand, does that mean that all of these people were seeing swamp gas, weather balloons, helicopters, or were delusional? Of course not. 500 years ago, the accepted belief was that the world was flat. 300 years ago, people were burned at the stake if they had the audacity to believe that the earth revolved around.
Walk around and start seeing what that was like. And these figures started to kind of emerge. Before that, they had been typically more abstract in the paintings, more present in the drawings. abstract in the paintings, more present in the drawings.
You understand me, young women under 30? This is what we used. Never again. Never again. Never again. Never again.
You're listening to ABC Radio National's MP3 and podcast of The Night Air. Find out more, go to abc.net.au/rn.
In the beginning. Oh, long before that.
The bold new logo.
We're always looking for the heart. We're always looking to peel away the extraneous.
A street in Notting Hill. In a row, a new Gap, a Starbucks, a McDonald's. A couple walks out of the Crunch Fitness Centre, carrying Prada gym bags, appearing vaguely energised. Pulp's Disco 2000 blaring out of the gym behind them as they pass a line of BMWs parked tightly along the curb on this street in Notting Hill. A group of teenagers, thin-hipped, floppy-haired, wearing T-shirts with ironic slogans on them, hang out in front of the Gap, comparing purchases. Someone's holding an Irvin Welsh paperback. They pass around a cigarette, and in the overall void, comment unfavorably about a motorbike roaring down the street. And the motorbike slows down for a stoplight, then brakes. Looks like Bono walks a black lab, snapping back its leash as the dog lunges for a piece of stray garbage it wants to devour, while he studies the front page of the Evening Standard, a pipe gripped firmly in his mouth. And the Bono lookalike walks past a fairly mod nanny, wheeling a designer baby carriage. And then the nanny passes two art students, sharing a bag of brightly coloured candy and staring at the mannequins in a store window. A Japanese tourist videotapes posters. Girls strolling out of the Starbucks. The black lab walked by the Bono lookalike. The mod nanny, who has stopped wheeling the designer baby carriage since apparently the baby needs inspecting. The guy on the motorbike still sits at the light, waiting. Pulp turns into an ominous Oasis track, and everyone seems to be wearing Nikes. And people aren't moving casually enough. They look coordinated, almost programmed. And umbrellas are opened, because the sky above the street in Notting Hill is a chilly Dior grey, promising impending rain, or so people are told. Bret Easton Ellis, Glamorama, 1998.
It's the abstract essence of 21st century capitalism.
It's the logo.
And the ABC has a great one. According to the ABC, our logo stands for independence, innovation, creativity and quality. And it's a worm.
17 different models to choose from. Full sizes, mid-sizes.
The funny part for me is, I'm making the shoes, but we never get to wear them.
Mungkin mereka itu bangga ya, karena mereka memakai sepatu.
Tonight, in the Night Air, we've built a small audio shrine to those signs of our globalised marketplace. And to help us, the author of No Logo, Naomi Klein, shreds some brand power. Sociologist Saskia Sassen fingers the circulation of images and ideas that accompanies trade.
Peel away the extraneous
to make the important part more obvious.
Never again!
Where would you impose upon yourself when you say, I must find a way of doing this spontaneously?
They got very present in the drawings, as you can see now, and they're still in the paintings, they're a little more abstracted, but they're very much, they're there. And there's this sort of ridiculous idea that's left over from the 20th century that abstraction and figuration are legitimate poles. And I, from the very start, have incorporated the two things together. I've been fascinated by the idea that there is really no distinction. It's just a question of scale.
I was educated primarily by animals, and I said it, the paws and hooves of animals that were mainly mammals, birds. I felt that they were my teachers, but I think I failed many of the frog courses. They were too difficult.
Well, about in closing, I might add, is that what about children? Can they take these vitamins? Yeah, children can take them, and they can take them in the same dosage as adults, but I usually recommend for children under about 9 years old to take about half the amount that the older people would do. So if you're taking two packets a day, you would just take...
You can always analyze the visual art in terms of content or appearance, its formal qualities. I would argue that it's a game to separate them. They're indissolubly linked. Everything in the material world around us has a narrative. So to sort of classify visual art alone as the one medium that shouldn't require any effort on behalf of anybody to ever understand it, you should just be able to look at it and walk away as a pure sensation, that relegates it to the level of like a roller coaster ride. Like, just shut your eyes and enjoy the ride. I'm more in mind of saying open your eyes and enjoy the ride. Because it's much more exciting if you are thinking and questioning and you don't know what it is, and it is full of questions and statements that you can't possibly grasp. Because that is a truer reflection of just how extraordinary reality is than something that's sort of neatly tied up in a bow and it's like, there, look at that, be at peace, go home. I'm more interested in something that leaves you asking all those questions like, what is that? I don't know what that is.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Jonathan, and hi, Phil.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, Jonathan, that I was listening, and I never call into any of these shows, but I heard you, and I think that the real victim in this are not the people that you are filming. The real victim is you. And the reason being that I think that this call going on the air and everything is a call for help. I think your soul is just crying out for help. You're talking about having chronic fatigue syndrome. You know what causes chronic fatigue syndrome?
Doctor told me that it's a virus. They think pretty sure it's a virus of some kind.
Yeah, it's the virus in your mind. That's what it is. It's the virus in your mind. If I were your doctor,
I'm pretty happy otherwise.
You're a happy man. No, you said yourself, I have no life, okay? Does not sound like a happy man, a man who can't get out of the house because he's obsessed with looking at other people. Why don't you look in the mirror and look at yourself and see what is really there? You know what your psychologist should do? Your psychologist should be trying to find ways that you should get out of the house. What did you do this week to get out of the house and go out and meet people and interact with people?
Never again! Never again! Never again! Never again! Never again will this be the choice of any woman in our hemisphere, in our world!
I awakened in a pool of mild chemical reaction. I stood up then in the darkness and felt what it was drain slowly from my ankles and fingertips. It felt like thousands of lesser hands weaving small flags beneath my skin.
That's the old, old basic double bind. You must be spontaneous.
Thank you.
And then something happened. I let go. Lost in oblivion. Dark and silent and complete. I found freedom. Losing all hope was freedom.
It's okay.
Babies don't sleep this well.
Deal with my boss? Jesus, dead babies are so fucking cool. Anyway. Everything, nothing. Everything, nothing. Who cares?
You are commanded, or you command yourself to do something which is acceptable only if it happens spontaneously. Then you think about that and say, well, 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 what a fix that is. Here am I saying, I must be surprised, and I'm going to lay plans to surprise myself. By going through this, you discover naturally that can't be done. You can't surprise yourself on purpose. Yet that's what you have to do. So what about it? You come to a state of total paralysis. You're stuck. One thing that is terribly important to be done can't be done.
Yesterday, Mary was released from the asylum and met at the airport by Fran and Gimp, who took her to the scene of the fire in Aubrey's stolen car.
Don't worry about a thing, John. Your Honor! I wish to introduce at this point...
I object!
Objection sustained.
Well, I don't rephrase that. I wish to introduce at this time some evidence without which my client's case would...
I object!
I object, Your Honor, forgive me, but I cannot continue to press my prosecution in the face of the Assistant District Attorney's constant badgering.
Objection overruled. The Assistant District Attorney will remove his badger from the courtroom.
Your Honor, the prosecution rests.
Well, so does the defense.
This court will take a 15-minute recess and nap. Milk and cookies will be served in the cafeteria.
Yes. Right. I'll have him run out of town in the next edition. Well, I'm the editor, aren't I? I'm not.
At that time, we'll go to the Oktoberfest. We'll go to Berchtesgaden in the Alpine village of Ober Salzburg.
And there are a lot of things in this brochure. If you want to dwell on Dachau, as so many of your callers have been, we educated ourselves, Phil.
I don't think that's what people are...
Please let me finish. We educated ourselves. They made lampshades and soap and this sort of thing out of the people that were killed there. And I'd like you to know that there is a gift shop that sells lamps and soap and that thing. And I will tell you this, I will not buy any of that.
They're not selling the lampshades that the Nazis made in the gift shop at Dachau.
I won't take any chances. Just if you think that I am this heartless, unfeeling person, I want you to know that we don't patronize those kinds of things.
They're not selling that at the gift shop. That was a ghoulish device and invention of the Nazis. Now they don't do that. They sell whatever the hell they sell, books and stuff like that.
Well, I am very relieved to hear that, because I won't buy a lamp or anything like that made out of human flesh. And I'm just shocked that people don't understand that.
I'm shocked that you don't understand what it is that we're trying to say here, okay? Swan Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Bobby, I'd like to know how old you are.
I just turned 35.
Well, I'll tell you, I am 77 years old, and I lived through World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have an idea in this world it was all about. Will you just shut up for a minute?
Did you see Saving Private Ryan is all I was going to ask you.
Pardon?
Did you see Saving Private Ryan? That was about World War II.
Oh, dear.
What?
I personally talked to a man who helped rescue some of the some of the survivors at Dachau. And it is one of the most horrible stories that you will ever know. I lived through it.
Are you listening to what this lady is saying to you?
This world, what it was all about.
Easier if we'd just gone to sleep last night.
David, no.
My God, no! No, Matthew!
Don't touch her! David, don't let them touch her! David, don't let them touch her! Don't let them touch her!
Please!
What are you going to do? Please, listen to me!
Please, we'll leave the city! Please, Jeffrey!
David, please, let us go! We won't do anything! We won't
have to leave the city. Nothing changes. You can have the same life, the same clothes, the same car.
But what happens to us?
You'll be born again into an untroubled world. Free of anxiety. Fear.
Wait.
Hate.
David, you're killing us.
That's not true. David's right. Your minds and memories will be totally absorbed. Everything remains intact.
You've never agreed with him in your life before. What are you talking about? What are you... David, you're killing me. David.
I want somebody in transportation to report to the Grove Street turnaround.
David!
Man, are you hungry? I haven't eaten since later this afternoon.
Done. It has to happen. It really does if you're earnest about this. You want to get out of the trap. But you can't do anything about it, either actively or passively.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to stay on the line, and you're not going to interrupt. You're going to speak for any reason. You're going to stay on the line. Some of this you know, but I'm going to start at the top.